Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. While pro farmer crop scouts were out in Ohio and South Dakota and Nebraska, the market was quiet. At least, so says our analysts, Randy Martinson and Christy Van On.
Honestly, it was a very quiet day today. I mean, you're right. You could have really not mattered what time it was. I mean, everything was either 2 cents higher or lower. And unfortunately, you did slip to a degree in soybeans for the close, but still able to close positive on corn for December, at least. September, not so much, but December by the end of the day. And I think that's such a feat. I cannot stress how impressed I am with December corn after Tuesday's report. The fact that we've been able to rally out of here, we are now higher than we were prior to the report. That report added over a billion bushels into the pipeline. This is very impressive that we were able to do it. I am concerned about the longevity of this. I'm hoping that that is just like my emotions getting the best of me. Yes, sometimes my emotions get the best of me as well. And so, but I'm going to be honest, if we get up to 415, 420, I'm going to look at a simple put strategy, hoping that it goes worthless, but just covering some degree to get through harvest. I just think that there's a lot of bushels that are going to need to get sold coming into harvest. So that is probably my top priority right now. I'm hoping that Pro Farmer comes out here and is just like, hey, for once, satellite imagery is just not a good check of what's actually in the field. But we got a lot of time before we're going to see those big states. So tonight we're going to get Ohio and South Dakota numbers. And so, you know, I just think that, yes, we'll get those numbers, but those aren't the big numbers that we want to look at. The next nights, we're going to be able to start to get some Nebraska numbers and, I believe, Indiana. And I think that's when you start to work inward and you start to get those numbers that the market's going to pay a little bit closer attention.
It was a really quiet session. I mean, there really wasn't a lot going on here today. It seems like the market is just kind of, like you said, in a holding pattern, waiting. I think a lot of it is waiting to see what the Pro Farmer Tour is finding, to see if it's verifying what USD said last week or if there's some holes in the crop. And right now, I think that's what the market's watching. We had another export sale that was helpful for corn, and corn was really the only market that did finish in, besides bean oil, that did finish in the green today. And there's quite a few that are on the tour even, so that are, you know, doing some of the, looking at the fields and stuff. So, I mean, it is... You know, it's kind of a verification. You know, it's the first real look of what the crop looks like inside the field. So it does mean quite a bit. Now, most of the time the yields aren't right, but it still gives us a pretty good idea of what's out there.
The Pro Farmer Tour will finish in Minnesota, but in central Minnesota, Christy Van On says it's been wet.
We have gotten a lot of moisture consistently over and over again. We cannot seem to miss it. And I do think you're starting to see the crops kind of go a little, the beans, I guess, go a little bit backwards around here just because of the moisture. It's been too much, I'm going to be honest.
On AgriTalk Monday afternoon, Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group referenced the quiet day and the Pro Farmer Crop Tour.
That's pretty much got a lot of people's attention. Also, not much being known about what happened between Trump and Putin in Russia, but what has come out from that hasn't been necessarily all that good. And, of course, there's nothing going on with China right now either. So everything kind of on hold right now, and the market reflecting that. Crop tour results are, showing kind of mixed yields, kind of looks like in the Western tour, and kind of disappointing yields in the Eastern tour. So I think that's kind of provided a little bit of a support for the corn market, not so much the beans or the wheat, of course, but definitely the corn, I think, got a little support from some of the pictures on Twitter showing the tip back and what have you. Generally, I would say we were a little surprised at how the ears came out once we did our tour. There's quite a bit of tip back and like that. And for a crop that is as pretty as it looks from the road, it's that was kind of a surprise. But yeah, I would say variability at best is the main theme of our trip too.
As Tuesday wears on, we'll see if we can get some action in the markets based on the weekly crop progress report and the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Right now, though, a check of our weather forecast.